In the gospel, we are reassured of God's forgiveness. To the adulterous woman, Jesus asks, "Has no one condemned you? Neither do I." God does not laugh at our plight, but forgives us our failings and tells us, "Go and sin no more." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today's readings therefore give us hope, mercy, compassion that God has upon us. Firstly, the Lord will always be with us, even when we have sinned. Secondly, when others condemn us, like the scribes, Pharisees, and elders did to the woman, Christ is standing with us, like he stood beside the woman caught in adultery. We get upset and angry over situations like this. The Lord invites us in moments we are condemned to feel his presence next to us. Thirdly, sin is a matter of one's personal responsibility to judge and act. When the Lord asked each one to introspect before they cast the stone, they all walked away. All of us sin, and fully we fall short in some way or another, and so we need to spend that energy in turning away from sin. We thank the Lord for his presence with us at all times and pray for the grace not to condemn others, but for the Holy Spirit to take control over our lives.